2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We continue in our series entitled The Faith Crisis. I want to speak to you concerning God's mouthpiece. God's mouthpiece. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. If you skip to verse 14, well, let's go back to verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Verse 12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, here we see where in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, but the Word was God. And here in verse 14, we see and read where the Word became flesh. Now, when we look at the prophetic word concerning Christ, before He became a man, when He was born into the earth realm, we read in Isaiah, where Isaiah said, unto us a child is given, or unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Okay, two aspects. Unto us a child is born, but unto us a son is given, if I'm quoting it correctly. I believe I am. But unto us a son is given. Two aspects of the life there. And one is the child is born, or the child is born, but the son is given. A son is not born. A son has to be given or developed. Now we see here where in verse 12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become sons. Okay? To become sons. And now verse 14, the Word was made flesh. In other words, we have an innate ability and power through the Holy Spirit to become the Word. Amen. Paul called it living epistles or books, living letters. In other words, when a person looks on your life, well, actually, whomever's life, if we look on it long enough, we can read them. Their life tells a story. But we are to be living epistles of Christ. In other words, when people look on us long enough, they should be able to see the nature of Christ. In other words, the Word becoming flesh. is not just merely on a page in a Bible, but it's becoming flesh. Now, it's important that we must become, or we must be the Word, or the Word, let me say it this way, we must be the Word becoming flesh. See, the measure or the degree that we prevail in life is the same measure to which the Word has become flesh. Because see, it's the Word, wherever the Word is, the Word prevails. Does that make sense? Areas of our life where we suffer defeat, where we suffer setback, where we can't seem to get victory, is because in that, if you really looked at it and were truthful, it's because the Word has not manifested there. It has not taken root there. It hasn't become flesh. You've not become that. You might know that, but you've not become that. You know, it's a difficult challenge to us because we know a lot of things. But sometimes we know things that we've not become yet. And if we don't understand grace, then a lot of times it's condemnation and discouragement and defeat can set in very easily. But amen, we must become the Word. We must be the Word becoming flesh. The Word will prevail. Now I want to bring something into somewhat of a context concerning the prophetic word and the angel, the trumpet of the angels. In the book of Revelation chapter 10, Revelation chapter 10, verse number 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. I'll read it again. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Now, I want you to follow me with this in the context that I'm going to bring it out, because oftentimes we'll look at this as pushed way out into the future somewhere, one day when an angel sounds a trumpet and everything's going to be over. But I want you to take a look at it in light of this context and perception. The angel here, it says, but in the days. Okay, so it's not just some short-term event where the trumpet blows, everybody's called away and all. No, we're talking about something here. We're talking about a sound. We're talking about a message when the angel sounds. And I want you to put on your prophetic ears. When the days when the angel sounds, but in the days of the voice of the angel, when he shall begin, somebody say, begin to sound.
Begin to sound.
Okay, now let's hold it there a moment. The angel sounds a trumpet. When the angel begins to sound, or when he began to sound, which you will see when, he began to reveal the Lord's mystery or the mysteries to the prophets. Okay, he began to reveal. See, the sounding of the trumpet is the revelation of mysteries. All right, stay with me. Let me read that verse again. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. Let's move on here. Three things concerning the mystery that is revealed to the prophets. And this is going to make a lot more sense to you as we go along. Number one, when a person hears the sound, he must first, the prophet, and when I talk about prophets, I'm not just talking about an office, a prophetic office. I'm talking about a prophetic people, okay? How many know God desires to reveal things to you personally? Amen. Concerning your personal life. Things he may not say to anyone else because it pertains to no one else, but your personal family, your personal business, your personal destiny. First, the prophet must hear and he must believe. I wonder sometimes how revelation moves quickly. And it's not something that you can sit and just, let me say it this way. Revelation is something you must catch. You understand? Study, you know, there are things we can hear, what we can ponder, we can wait on, we can kind of bask in or muse over, or meditate on. But revelation is something you have to catch. When you see, oftentimes God will speak, but you got to catch it. And see, that's the first thing. You got to hear him. And we have to tune ourselves to be able to hear God. God speaks to us. Tell the person about you. God speaks to you. The question is, do you hear him when he speaks? Because when there's a revelation, when there's something God wants to get to you, to me, this is how I experience it. It moves quickly. It's not something, you know, that just sits there. It just moves quickly. You got to catch it and say, whoa, wait a minute. Okay. And you got to hold it, because if you don't, it'll get away. You understand me? Tell somebody, you got to catch revelation. See, that's why sometimes I know when we go to Asia and we're sitting in the conference there, many times so much is coming forth, we're told, just don't write anymore. There's just a river flowing. Just, you know, catch it in your spirit and go back and try to write it or get the CD, listen to it over or something. But it moves quickly. So the prophets must first believe. When they hear, they must first believe. You see, God will speak to you in a mess, in a messed up situation. But he spoke to you in that, the answer on how to get out of it, if you catch it. No, God don't want to leave you in a mess. Okay, the number two, he must hear, number one, and then number two, he must then go out and do the work. In other words, he must act out his belief. He must believe. Let me say, number one is hear. Number two is believe. He must go and do. If you believe, then you'll put some action to your faith. Tell somebody, catch the revelation. We got to be paying attention. You know, God wants us to hone our spiritual senses. He'll speak a word. Sometimes God can speak a word to you that can open up a whole treasure chest of things that just a word. Just give you a direction. Just nudge you somewhere, and you go and you look and you say, whoa, there it is. And just a whole nother, you know, dimension of things await there. But it'll come through revelation. Number three, write this down. Otherwise, first of all, the prophet must believe, then he must go out and do the work. And number three, otherwise the message will be killed. Old Testament, anytime they stopped the mouths of the prophets, the move stopped. And see, God is moving in big ways and in little ways. You know, and we must train ourselves to be able to hear him in the course of the day. I know one thing that I'm seeing more and more, you may be experiencing it too, I don't know, but when God speaks, it's very important to move when he speaks. You know, there was a time he kind of winked at it. You know, you wasn't getting it. So he was, you know, so he kind of just went along with you for a little while. But now it's critical mass. It's time where when God speaks, you need to move. Amen? Tell somebody, when he speaks, you got to move. It's important to move because there's a revelation. There's something he's doing. He's up to something. And it's important that you're moving with him. Come on, I said God's doing a new thing, and it's important that you move with him. Those ideas are not just good ideas all the time. Sometimes they're God ideas. God is trying to get something in you for you to act on it, to believe it, to hear it, and then to move on it, and bingo. All right, so going back to Revelation, no, you don't have to go back there, but in Revelation 10, the horn blasting, God was revealing the mysteries to the prophets.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 21 of The Faith Crisis, God's Mouthpiece. You are God's mouthpiece. You have an innate ability and power through the Holy Spirit to become the Word, a living epistle of Christ. The degree to which you prevail in life is the degree to which the Word has taken root. Revelation 10 and 7 says, "But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servant, the prophet." The enemy intends to shut the mouth of the prophet, but saints must be God's voice in the earth.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-THANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.